who live in the villages and have seen this long French cucumber kind of cucumber, very ripe, that it splits on its own on the vine, they can easily understand. These are very big, huge cucumbers, and when they become overripe, they crack. There's two kinds of cracks. Sometimes there is a, like somebody has cut it, made a mark with a knife, one long crack. And sometimes you see two or three places it's cracked. We've seen. Those who haven't seen a cucumber like this cracked on the vine, maybe they find it hard to imagine how Keshi's body got cracked. Like it says here, Karkatika fruit. Therefore, sometimes I say that Srimad Bhagavatam can be more easily understood by people of the villages. The examples that are given here. Because Krishna is also from a village. So his leela is being told here. They can easily understand.
पहले तो ये जिन लोगों ने केवल हरी ककड़ी खाया है ट्रेन में या कहीं पर हरी ककड़ी होती है पतली पतली
those who have eaten green cucumbers, they're small and thin and very tender, maybe in the train.
तो अगर ककड़ी कहा जाए इस बंगाल में
in Hindi we call it kakri, in Bengal they call it kakra. The main word, Sanskrit word, is karkatika. In Gujarati, Bengali, Hindi, it's slightly different. It's the same cucumber. So not these green cucumbers that you eat at home. It's not like that. Karkatika is a different kind of cucumber. So when he was killed by Krishna's arm, and when he fell on his back, there was a crack straight through his body. And the Lord, when he took his arm out, he did not take his arm out back through the mouth just like he had put it in. He took his hand, arm out, up through the back. From his, he pulled his hand straight vertically up through his back, and it looked like as he took his hand out, his back just cracked as if a knife had cracked it. Also an amazing pastime of the Lord. It looked as if he took his hand out, and as he took his arm out, he was cracking or like the cucumber, breaking open his body half. As he took his hand out, his whole body cracked into two. So it cracked straight. So there were two legs. In two pieces, each piece, there's four legs, so in each piece there were two legs, one eye. Even up to the extent, it is said in Vishnu Purana that his tail was half on this side, half on the other side. The tail also got cracked and opened like that.
और एक-एक आँख ऐसे-ऐसे फट पूरे फटने का कंकरी जब फटती है तो वास्तव में शुरू से अंत तक ऐसे फट जाए.
So when we see an over-ripened cucumber, when it cracks all the way from one to the other end, and it opens up.
Srila Sukadeva Goswami kakadi keval dekhe hi nahi honge, khub khaye bhi honge.
Srila Sukadeva Goswami must have not just seen the cucumber karkatika fruit, he must have also eaten this fruit, so he knows. That's why he's giving this example.
Karkatika phalo man.
Karkatika phalo.
Vyaso ka visheshan hai. Ye deh ka deh vyaso ho gaya. Aise deh se karkatika phalo upama vyaso tab dehatah mahabhujah bhujam apakrishya.
Text 8. Mahabhuj is a mighty armed lord. Mahabhuj took out his arm. He withdrew his arm. Actually, Shri Krishna is Mahabhuj. Mahabhuja. The Lord's arms are mighty arms. He protects the whole universe by his arms. He maintains. He's called Mahabhuja.
इनके बाहों के भीतर ही सब कुछ है, सारा विश्व उसके द्वारा रक्षित.
Everything is in his arm. The whole universe is being protected by his arms.
और महा का एक अर्थ होता है बहुत उत्कृष्ट, भगवान की भुजा परम सुंदर है, परम सुकुमार.
Another meaning of महा is very beautiful. The Lord's arms are very beautiful.
बहुत सुंदर, इसीलिए उसको उनकी भुजा कृष्ण को महाभुज कहते हैं.
And that's why Krishna is called Mahabhuj. Nobody else has arms like the Lord. Lord's arms are described in many places in Srimad Bhagavatam. There's many verses which are glorifying his arms. When in 10th canto, when Krishna appeared on the banks of Jamuna at the Ras Leela, then all the gopis, they surrounded him. They held their hands with his hand. Harisori Prabhu says, why the gopis held their hand into Krishna's hand? Because they thought, anyway, he is going to run here and there, run away. But if I get married to him, then he will not run away. As if, Harisari Prabhu said, as if they want to hold his hands so that he is their husband. And some gopis, they put Krishna's arm on their shoulders. This is actually the nature of the Lord's arms. Sometimes he keeps his arm on the shoulder of his friends, sometimes on the gopi's shoulder, sometimes on the cows. This is his nature. This is the nature of his arms. And always he keeps his arm on Radharani's shoulders. And when he does not have his hand on some devotee, then with both hands he is playing his flute. In Veda Astuti there is a shloka.
निभृत मरुण मनोक सदृढ़ योग युजो हृदय मुनयो जतुपासते तब अरयो की जयु स्मरणा स्त्रिय उर्गेन्द्र भोग भुजदंड विषक्त धियो. वयमपि समा वयमपि ते समा समदृशं सर्वं सुधा
दे से हे प्रभु Your angas, arms, etc. are so transcendental, so beautiful, so tender. Anybody who meditates on your arms with any kind of good or bad feelings, it is all auspicious for them.
आपका ध्यान करते रहते
हैं। The munis in their hearts they meditate on you.
कैसे मुनि निभृत मनुष्य
What kind of munis?
जिन्होंने अपने प्राण को अपने मन को और इंद्रियों को वश में कर लिया है और
Those munis who have controlled their mind and senses and their prana they have under control
साथ ही साथ अपनी इंद्रियों को जिन लोगों ने दृढ़ भक्ति योग में लगा दिया
and those who have engaged in their senses in bhakti yoga
तो हृदय उपासक भगवान को देखते रहते हैं हृदय
in their hearts they keep seeing the roop a form of the darkish complexioned form of the lord
लेकिन मुनि लोग प्राण इंद्रिय आदि को वश में करके और भक्ति में लग करके भगवान का स्मरण करते हैं और जो
But the munis
आदि को वश में करके और
those who have their pranas their mind senses under control
भगवान का स्मरण करते हैं और जो गति पाते हैं
and they are engaged in devotional service thinking of the lord and the gati they receive that
भगवान आपके शत्रु भी उस गति को पाते हैं
that your enemies receive also because they also think of you even though they think of you out of envy but they also think of you
अभी स्मरण करेगा शत्रु स्मरण करेगा तो द्वेष से ही करेगा
when an enemy thinks of krishna he will think of him out of envy all he will only think of him out of envy
द्वेष से शत्रु भी स्मरण करते हैं आपके अंगों का तो आपको प्राप्त होते हैं
but your enemies when they think of you out of envy they think of your bodily form your arms even they make they get auspiciousness
और स्त्रियां उर्गेंद्र भुज उर्गेंद्र भोग भुज दंड विषक्त भी
and those And the women who are always meditating on your arm, who are so attached to your arms.
Vasuki ke deh ke saman.
What kind of arms? The arms that look like the body of Vasuki, the king of snakes. Many places, Krishna's lotus arms are compared to the body of Vasuki.
Yeah. अद्भुत बात है श्रीमद् भागवतम में और भी जगह पर
दिस इज अ वेरी अमेजिंग इन मेनी प्लेसेस इन श्रीमद् भागवतम स्नेक वासुकी हिज बॉडी इज राउंड एंड एन हिज स्किन इज शाइनी इन दिस वे द लॉर्ड्स आर्म्स आर लाइक दैट एंड ऑल्सो वासुकी हैज दिस हिज फर्न यू नो the head, the hoods. So Krishna has at the end of his beautiful arms, he has these five fingers. Whatever it is, the Lord's arms are always compared to the body of the snake. Not because, not that his arm is poisoned like the body of the snake. No.
The Chaitanya Charitamrita mein to gopiyan kehte hain vastav mein wo vishala hai.
In Chaitanya Charitamrita, the gopis are saying, actually his arms are poisonous. They say, actually his arms are poisonous. Once if you touch his arms, the poison of his arms goes all over your body. And you become affected. There is a great poison there. And this is the reason Radharani always has the touch of Krishna's arm. And Krishna has his arm on her shoulder. His right arm is often on Radharani's shoulder. Sorry, his left arm is often on Krishna's, his on Radharani's shoulders. In other words, the yogis who achieve Krishna's arm through yoga and bhakti yoga, and the envious demons, they also achieve his arm, and the women who are attached to his arm, they also achieve his arms. The Veda Shruti, they feel very fortunate to considers herself very fortunate to she considers Lord to be the Supreme Lord Bhagavan, and she accepts his arm. Envious demons and the women and the munis and the women and all of them, they achieve the Lord. Maybe their bhav is different, but they all achieve Krishna. Whether they meditate on his form, on his arms, by kaam, lust, or envy, or shraddha, it will have effect. The enemies also, they have achieved Krishna by thinking of him. They may be thinking out of envy, but they also achieved Krishna. Therefore it is said, yena tena prakarena. Narad Muni has said, does not matter how, but your mind should be concentrated on the lotus feet of the Lord, on the lotus form of the Lord. Somehow or other one must think of Krishna.
Jena kena prakarena ka arth hai ki humse jaisa ho wahi kar.
Jena tena prakarena means in whichever way is possible for us, we should do bhakti. Maharaj Yudhishthir had asked, how did Shishupal become liberated like this? He was only cursing Krishna. How did he achieve the lotus feet of Krishna? Then Narad Muni had said, described all this to him. So we were talking about Lord's arm, because in this text 8, he is called here Mahabhujaha. They actually take shelter of the lotus feet. There is a kind of a joke. Devotees say that we take shelter of the lotus feet, but the lotus feet do not say anything and they do not do anything. It's the Lord's arms that embrace the devotee. Or his arm is, through his arms he will embrace a devotee, wipe their face, give them water, etc. With his lotus feet he only walks, he does not do anything for the devotees.
So Bhagavan ki bhuja ke dwara Bhagavan ka jo prem hai bhakton ke prati wo prakat hota hai.
So through his arms, he always shows his love for the devotees. Therefore, he is called Mahabhujaha. Whatever feeling one wants to show for another person, they usually show it with their eyes or with their arms. Body has many angas. Lord, all his angas are the same. There is no difference. There's so much difference in our angas, our arms and feet and eyes. It comes to you and you just look at them and say, I'm just looking at them, what is the need to talk to you or offer you any service? Just looking is the same. But that person will think, what's wrong with him? For us, it's difference. If there's a difference between seeing and talking and touching,
भगवान की भुजाओं के प्रति आशक्त रह करके बहुत लोगों ने भगवान को प्राप्त किया.
But one, so many devotees have been delivered and they have achieved Krishna by meditating on his lotus arms and being attached to his lotus arms.
अथवा उनके बाहों का चिंतन कोई शत्रु भाव से करें कि ये बहुत खतरनाक.
Somebody hates Krishna and they see his arms and they say, with these arms he's always killing demons and he's holding Sudarshan Chakra and he's holding a sword and killing everybody. Just by thinking like that, he will also make advancement.
केशी का वध भगवान ने अपनी भुजा से इस तरह किया.
In this way, Keshi was killed by Lord's arm. And then he took his arm out. It is said here that he took his arm out from his body. It is not said that he took his arm out through the mouth. Bhujam apakrishya.
जिसकी उपमा पके हुए
which is compared to the ripened over ripened karkatika fruit. Not said in this verse that his body got cracked because he has talked about this karkatika fruit, the overripe cucumber fruit, which is understood to be cracked. So when it is said in this shloka that when Krishna withdrew his arm from Keshi's body, not from Keshi's mouth, which appeared like a long karkatika fruit, so it is understood that when he took his arm from the body, it is cracked from a hole through the body. It's understood because this fruit is always cracked when it's overripe. And the Lord was not surprised. Avismita. In other words, mitaha means smile, avismita means without. Just like he was smiling before, he is smiling now. While he is smiling, he took his arm out without any tension. Not that from his face you can see that he is all in anxiety. Oh, what happened? He died. His body got cracked. Nothing. He was some and he had the same smile on his face.
और इसका एक अर्थ यह भी है कि भगवान को कोई गर्व नहीं हुआ.
Another meaning of this word avismitaha is that the Lord was not at all proud of what he just did.
इस प्रकार का अभिमान नहीं हुआ कि ओ मेरे पास आया इतना जोश में और मैं मार दिया ऐसा हुआ.
He had no undue pride that oh he came to me such a big huge demon touching the sky and look I killed him. Nothing like that. He had no pride.
अयत्न हतारी, क्योंकि भगवान तो ये सोच रहे थे अयत्न हतारी.
And then अयत्न हतारी, अयत्न means without effort.
अगर कोई बहुत प्रयास करके,
somebody works very hard and they get the result, they think, oh, I worked so hard and I get this, but the Lord feels like he didn't even do anything, without effort, अयत्न.
कुछ नहीं किया, हाथ डाला इसके मुख में मर गया.
He put his arm in his mouth and he died.
और ऊपर से देवता प्रसून बरसे.
And from the sky, Suray Prasoon, the demigods are showering flowers.
दिवी सद्गिरी, तो दिवी सद्गिरी का अर्थ जो देवता आकाश में रहते हैं, स्वर्ग में रहते हैं, वे लोग भगवान की स्तुति करने लगे, जय जयकार करने लगे.
Those demigods who live in the heavens, they started raining flowers on him and they started saying jai jaikars. And they were doing stuti, worshipping. From today, having killed Keshi demon, he has become famous as Keshava. This is written in Vishnu Purana. There are many meanings of the name Keshava. One meaning is that he killed Keshi demon. When these demigods are showering flowers and they're worshipping the Lord with stuti, with prayers, they're saying Jai Jai Keshava many times. The demigods, they were glorifying him, singing his glories, prayers, and throwing flowers. And Krishna was simply smiling. He was not proud. He was not proud at what he did, or he was not proud at how he was worshipped. Lord's Leela is Madhuri, very sweet. Here this is not, it is not told where are all the other cowherd boys.
Gop sab the, ve log bhi jhoote.
Gopas were all there also. They were also saying Jai Jaikars and they were also dancing. And they were all seeing with their wonder in their eyes the dead body of Keshi. And the gopas themselves, they were describing Keshi's body as if it was ripped like karkatika fruit. They were watching Keshi's dead body from far away because even now they were so afraid of his body, they were afraid to come near him. But Krishna was smiling. And when they all saw Krishna is smiling and laughing, then they all became, and they all came forward close to him. And then the Lord said, come on, let's go graze the cows. Because now Narad was about to come. So the Lord was just making an excuse to move away from there because he was expecting Narad Muni to come. Just see, just now Krishna killed Keshi and he immediately made some excuse with the friends and he found a solitary place to be in where he could meet with the great sage Narad Muni. He knew. The Lord is Sarvagya. He knew Narad is coming. He may have come from Mathura or he may have gone from Mathura, he may have gone to Satyalok and then came back to Braj. It doesn't take him any time. Text 9. Sukadev Goswami is telling Maharaj Parikshit, Hey Nripa, Hey Maharaj Parikshit.
Pravarah Devarsi Upagamya, Upsangamya. Devarsi Narad ji Bhagavan ke paas aaye.
Devarsi Narad, he approached the Lord.
Upkarthe Nikat, Samkarthe Samya.
Upasangamya. Upa means near and near and sangamya means samyak. Samyak means when Narad Muni saw that the Lord is sitting alone in a solitary place. There is no friends around him. Then he came. And he came, and in this way he started to talk to Krishna. He came to Krishna, and in this way he started to speak to Krishna. Sridhar Swami writes, so that no one may think that he is a tattletaler, that he is he has come to tell the faults of Narad Muni and tell his story here and this story there. So Sridhar Swami Maharaj is explaining here. He is not blaspheming Kamsa. No one should think like that. He is actually everyone's suhrid. Just like Krishna is everyone's suhrid, everyone's well-wisher, Narad Muni is also everyone's well-wisher. He is just as much a well-wisher of Kamsa as much he is of Vasudev. Sukadev Goswami is saying to explain his glorify Narad Muni, he is calling him Bhagavata Pravaraha, the most exalted devotee of the Lord. Of Bhakti Yoga, the main Acharya, the foundation of all the Acharyas is Narad Muni. Bhagavat Pravara is coming here. He is going to talk about two things. One is he wants to take Krishna out of Braj. And he wants to take Krishna to Mathura and get him to kill so many demons. Narad. So somebody might have some doubt what kind of a Bhagavat Pravara, the most exalted Bhagavat is this Narad Muni. Here he is going to kill all the Vrajvasis, the Gopis, the Yashoda mother and father and his friends. He is going to kill them all in separation in Braj. And he is taking Krishna to Mathura, and there he is going to kill demons over there. Why is he doing like this? What is this Narad Muni is doing? Therefore, Sukadev Goswami is calling him here Bhagavata Pravaraha, the most exalted, the most merciful devotee of the Lord. Friend of all living entities. So one may ask, what kind of daya, what kind of mercy did he have towards the Vrajvasis that he is going to take Krishna away from them? Because he saw, Narad Muni could see that even though Lord will leave here, go to Mathura, but his Nitya Leela will continue here in Braj. He could see that. And therefore he did not, because he would not otherwise do this to the Brajvasis, but because he knew that his Leela is always going on in Braj. His Aprakat Leela is going all the time. Narad Muni knew that Krishna is Bhagwan, and when if he goes from Braj to Mathura, it's not that he cannot be here in Braj as well. Narad Muni knew this very well. Like we can see in this material world, you watch a TV here, the same Leela is going on. If you put a TV somewhere else, you can see the Leela is going on everywhere. Material example. Lord is Sarvagya, Sarva Shaktiman, Sarva Vyapak.
Prithvi ka bhar dur karne ke liye aaye hain, asur vadh karne ke liye aaye hain.
He has come to relieve the earth of the burden and to kill the demoniac persons. So that work also has to be done, Narad Muni thought. He thought that Krishna is so absorbed in his pastimes with his devotees, he might have forgotten, so he has come to remind him. Like a servant sometimes comes and reminds the master, my dear master, it is time to go to the office. People are waiting for you. He has come to beg the Lord that people are waiting for you in Mathura. Mother, father are very much aggrieved. Sorry, Prabhu says, yesterday he had arranged to put the Lord's mother and father in the prison. And today he has come here trying to take, and he is telling him, Krishna, that your parents are in the prison house, they're waiting for you, so much suffering, please come. He come in, come to meet Krishna in a solitary place. On this, Harisori Prabhu says that over there in Mathura, he had arranged to put Krishna's parents in the prison house. Sometime Narad Muni was doubting what Krishna will say. If he is with his friends, he might say, what are you doing? Just now you put my parents in the prison house and now you want me to go there to relieve them? Get out of here. So he did not want to be chastised in front of Krishna's friends. So, and therefore Narad Muni, he approached Krishna in a solitary place. Sanatan Goswami also has written like this. Commentator has said that Narad Muni had come to Krishna and he started saying, Krishna, Krishna. Is Narad Muni doing kirtan? If he had said twice, Krishna, Krishna, that means he may have said more times, Krishna, Krishna. The answer is that this is the nature of Narad Muni's tongue. It is always chanting Krishna's name. So that it also in front of Krishna he is chanting. Attachment to Krishna's name. Or another commentator is saying that he has just arranged to put Krishna's parents in the prison house, and perhaps that he is pleading to Krishna, 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 Krishna. The meaning of this is that Krishna is Anandamoya. That is the nature of Krishna, that's the nature of his name. Krishna means Dham, and Ananda means Ananda. Krishna is the Dham of Ananda. In other words, he was having faith that whatever he has done in Mathura, the Lord will not be angry with him. He's Anandamoy. He'll always be in Ananda. And he will accept my proposition. In text 10 and 11, he's addressing Krishna with so many of his names. Krishna, Krishna, hey Yogesh. O immeasurable one. O source of all mystic power. Jagat Ishwar, O Lord of the universe. Vasudev, O son of Vasudev. Hey Jagadishwar, Akhil Avas. O shelter of all beings. You are Jagadishwar, so you are not only Brajeshwar, you are also Jagadishwar. So please pay some attention to the other part of the world other than Braj. At least see what's happening in the other part, what's happening in Mathura. You are Jagadishwar. On top of that, you are Vasudev. Vasudev, the son of Vasudev. By saying, calling him Vasudev, Krishna, Narad Muni is actually reminding him that you are the son of Vasudev. Yes, your father is in the prison house in Mathura, and you think you can just be here playing on your flute and dancing with the girls. Please pay some attention whose son you are. That's why he's addressing him as Vasudev here. Over there. Akhila Vas. Akhil means Shuddh. Who is Vishuddha Sattva? Akhila Vas, the shelter of all beings. You are the son of Devaki. And you're the best of Yadu dynasty. You're Prabhu. Krishna says, okay, I am the son of Vasudev and Devaki. So am I not the son of Nanda Maharaj? Am I not the son of Yashoda mother? Mother Yashoda? And then Narad Muni says, Sarva Bhutanam. And you do not have to work very hard, you are already in everyone's heart. You are the supreme soul of all created beings. Just like the fire is dormant in the within the kindling wood, fire is already there in the wood, hiding. And in the same way, you're also hiding in the cave of everyone's heart. I do not accept that you're here and that you're not in Mathura. If you say you're also in Mathura, but what kind of appearance that is? You're just like the fire is dormant. You're in hiding, you're hiding in everyone's heart, just like fire is hiding inside the wood. What is the use of that? Just like we have all this wood here, there's already fire in there, but we need to light the fire and there will be a huge fire. Fire is dormant in the wood and later it is prakat. In the same way, you're Sarva Vyapak. You're everywhere, but you have to be prakat in Mathura. It's like you're standing here by the Keshi Ghat. You're here, but I know that you're in Govardhan also. You're in every Braj Raj, you're there. In the same way, you can be prakat in Mathura also. Narad Muni has shown that he is not cruel towards the Brajvasis or anything like that. Never blame Narad Muni that he is trying to put the Brajvasis into difficulty. In this way, he is praying to Lord Krishna. If we study this text 10 and 11 in great detail, it could take days. Here, Srila Sridhar Swami Maharaj has described this text 10 and 11 in great details. All in all, you are Ishwar, so please now you come to Mathura with me. This is what Narad Muni is trying to say. This Vyomasur will be killed. We are going by the right time because this this Keshi Leela happened in the morning, and this Vyomasur will happen in the afternoon, killing of Vyomasur. In the morning, Akrura left for Vrindavan. So tomorrow we will talk about him. Text 9. Chapter 37, text 9. Text 10 and 11. See, Naradji, previously Sukadev Goswami had called Naradji, addressed him as Dev Darshana Bhagwan when he was talking to King Kamsa. Sukadev Goswami has addressed him as Dev Darshana. Again, Sukadev Goswami is addressing Narad Muni as Devarshi and Pravara. He is addressing him as Bhagavat Pravara, the most exalted. So, Devarshi Narad. One does not even have to say Narad, just saying Devarshi means Narad. There are many Devarishis, but Narad Muni is the most famous one. Sadhu amongst the demigod. Amongst the humans, sometimes you see sadhus, they're wandering around, they're not interested in sense gratification. Demigods, Narad Muni is considered Devarishi. Or the meaning, Sanskrit meaning of Devarshi is Deva cha Rishi cha. He is a Devta, demigod, and he is a Rishi. Narad Muni is himself Lord Brahma's son. Actually, he is an incarnation of the Lord. When we see in the Bhagavatam a list of avatars of the Lord, there is no name for Lord Brahma there. But Narad Muni's name is there. In the third canto, in the third incarnation, the Lord showed himself to be Narad Muni, and he gave Narad Pancharatraka in that avatar. And he showed how a person can be doing his work and he can become free from karma. Just like in when we do bhakti for Krishna, devotional service, it seems to be like there's so much karma involved. And this is the kind of karma or activities that frees one from the entanglement of this material world.
Naiskarmyam karmanam jata. Narad ji ne bataya.
Narad Muni gave this teaching. Narad Muni is considered an avatar of the Lord. And in some places it is given that Narad Muni is an avatar of Lord's mind. In the Supreme Lord, there is no difference between mind and intelligence, etc. In other words, whatever the Lord has in his mind, that is what Narad Muni does. He always carries out the desires of the Lord that the Lord has in his mind. To prove that since Narad Muni is here, it goes to prove that it must be Krishna's desire that let's go to Mathura. Krishna had a desire to go to Mathura, but he can only go since he's a child. He can only go if somebody tells him to go or takes him. How can he just get up and go up to Mathura and start killing the demons? This is the nature of great personalities. When somebody comes and begs them and requests them, then they do something. The Lord wanted to go to Mathura, but he was not going on his own. Then Narad Muni came, because he knows the mind of the Lord. Upasangamyam. Coming, he was a little shy to come, and that is why he approached in a solitary place. He was a little shy to come because he had just yesterday arranged to put Krishna's mother and father in the prison house.
Get out of Vrindavan.
What if Krishna said, get out of Vrindavan? You come playing your veena and you put people in trouble. So knowing that, Narad Muni came very quietly when the Krishna's friends were not around. It could have been possible that Krishna might have said that. After all, he has affection for his parents. Therefore, Sukadeva Goswami has used this in verse 9, this word upasangamya. Upa means to come near, and sangamya means being very careful. He's approaching.
भगवान की उस लीला की बारंबार याद आ रही थी किस कर्म अकृष्ट कर्म कितना